This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the UN General Assembly, President Trump praising his administration's policies, including border security, but also criticized the UN of promoting empty words when it comes to ending wars. During his speech, the president also pushed for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
I think what we didn't get from the president in that speech is any comment or suggestions about what might come in Gaza the day after the war. So when the war does finally finish, what will happen next? These are the intractable questions which we believe the US is discussing. And according to US officials, they are looking at this with potentially Arab nations, Muslim nations, trying to work out if they could play a role in Gaza afterwards. But there's a lot of detail to be worked out.
Philanthropist and billionaire Mackenzie Scott says she's donating $70 million to the United Negro College Fund. That will give a boost to historically black colleges and universities. And on Wall Street, trading is down this hour due to lagging tech stocks. This is ABC News.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
An expanded data center is coming to Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warn about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine throughout the afternoon, a comfortable early fall day with a high of 73. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Wednesday, partial sunshine, highs again, very similar to today, in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examinations? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel as we discuss the Supreme Court's dismantling of all independent agencies. Oh, my goodness. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. In Sweden, they have a national health care system. So everybody's in, and the system has the records of every person in the country. And so they're able to look at, and by the way, this has been the case for decades. And so they're able to look at epidemiological information and, you know, draw reasonable conclusions. Kennedy is saying that acetaminophen, Tylenol, when taken during pregnancy, can cause autism. And he's pointing to a couple of studies that suggest that, you know, some women who took Tylenol during their pregnancies had children who were autistic. But the studies are small, they're flawed, and they don't account for variations in the age of the people. I mean, it is, for example, an older woman who is perhaps more likely to produce an autistic child. We don't know, but I mean, you know, we know with Down syndrome, there's kind of an association. I think that might actually be the man, but whatever. You know, there's an age factor. Is it that, well, there could be all kinds of variables, and they're not controlled for. So what Sweden did was they looked at either 2.3 or 3.2 million children over a, you know, 20, 30, 40-year period, over a long period, a period of multiple decades. And they looked at vaccines and the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and autism. And what they found was that they could identify no relationship at all once they had factored for things like age and illness and genetics and stuff like that. They could find no association whatsoever between children getting vaccinated, and their vaccine schedules are very similar to ours, and producing autism, or moms taking Tylenol producing autism. It's the largest study in the world. It's comprehensive, it's complete, it's well-published, it's peer-reviewed, it's been analyzed by countries and scientists all over the world. Any scientist, anybody who knows anything about vaccines can tell you all about this. This is not some, you know, secret thing. And yet, yesterday we had Donald Trump and Bob Kennedy standing up there going, well, you shouldn't take, you know, we got a study here that says that if you take Tylenol while you're pregnant, you're going to have an autistic child. No, this study is a bad study. And, you know, it's just there's no other way to say it. Look at the Swedish study. You can Google it. Like I said, it's not a secret. And what is this going to do? It's number one, it's going to cause a lot of pregnant women to say, oh, I shouldn't take Tylenol. Well, I think I'll take Advil. You know, ibuprofen, or I'll take aspirin. Acetic acid. And what happens when you take those things? Well, you bleed more easily. which is a real risk factor for women who are pregnant. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see more women bleeding out. You're going to see more women, you know, miscarrying. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see real problems. Or you're going to have women who are in extreme pain and they're not taking anything. And, you know, if a pregnant mother is in pain, her body is producing cortisol. It's a response. It's stress. Pain is stress. And the body produces cortisol in response to stress. And we know, Joseph Chilton Pierce wrote a book about this called Magical Child. It was published a couple of decades ago. He's the guy who wrote The Crack in the Cosmic Egg, if those of you old enough to remember that New York Times bestseller from the 1960s. And I wrote the foreword to Joseph Chilton's book, Crack in the Cosmic Egg, which, you know, you can still find on Amazon and well, any bookstore. And when he wrote Magical Child, it was all about how the studies that showed that mothers who were exposed to stress during pregnancy, and the main stressor that they were looking at was war, but mothers who were experiencing stress during pregnancy produced children who were more physical and less intellectual. And it just makes a certain amount of sense. It's like the baby is constantly interrogating the mom via the blood supply, you know, via the placenta. You know, am I going to be birthed into a safe world or an unsafe world? And if it's a safe world, then what happens is the forebrain develops better. You know, the part of the brain that is involved in our thinking and our inhibition and our ability to make decisions and analyze situations and things like that. You know, the front half of the brain, essentially. On the other hand, if the message that the baby gets from mom is the world is going to be a dangerous place that you're going to be born into, then the baby, the fetus, the brain development is focused less on the forebrain and more on the hindbrain, on essentially the brainstem, on the fight and flight part of the brain. And so what they found with these studies was that mothers who lived through war, whose babies, you know, whose entire pregnancy was experiencing stress, were producing babies that were more physical, more prone to violence, more prone to, you know, quick temper, and less intellectual, whereas the mothers who were, you know, had safe pregnancies where they did not experience stress, produced babies that were more thoughtful, you know, young produced human beings who were more thoughtful, more intellectual, more cerebral, and less inclined to be violent or physical. Now, obviously, there's a whole bunch of variables in there, including genetics and, you know, is this an ectomorph or mesomorph or endomorph or what, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that science is pretty settled. It's why everybody talks about cortisol. So what happens to a woman who's in pain during her pregnancy? Her body is producing cortisol in response to the pain. It's the same thing as if there's a war going on around there. It's going to alter the child's outcome. So this could be, this could be extremely destructive. This is why you don't hire a heroin addict, sex addict lawyer to be in charge of your nation's public health. And you don't have a real estate developer going on TV giving medical advice to pregnant women. But that's what we've got right now. And I'm really concerned that this is going to do some serious damage. I mean, we're already seeing it, right? We've got, because, you know, half of it was the Tylenol, the other half of it was the vaccines producing autism, which is, again, the Swedish study debunked that too. And yet, here we are. Right. And I mean, those stories have been around for so long and they have seemed so credible. I mean, you know, when our actually, I don't want to get into the personal stories, but this is dangerous stuff. And you need to be telling your friends and neighbors that, you know, what I just shared with you, that this is dangerous stuff, that if they know a woman who is pregnant, listen to your doctor, not to a heroin addict lawyer who's running the CDC now, or this real estate developer who's sitting in the White House. Listen to your doctor. It's just Just that simple. Meanwhile, the Stockholm Environment Institute has released its production gap report. This is one of the kind of gold standard national reports that gets into, are we going to have, you know, a safe planet or not when we're all done with this? And they note that governments plan to produce 120% of the volume of fossil fuels in 2030 that would be consistent to limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, and 77%, excuse me, more than would be consistent with 2 degrees Celsius. And, you know, before they were saying 1.5 degrees Celsius is going to be the tipping point where you start seeing really severe weather. Well, we're there. And we're seeing really severe weather. We're seeing droughts. We're seeing wildfires. We're seeing, you know, these massive, you know, mile-long tornadoes, derechos or whatever, derecos. Somebody sent me a pronouncer an email the other day, but I, you know, didn't stick, I guess. But, you know, tornadoes, hurricanes, they're all getting amped up. You got, you know, heat deaths in Europe. You've got, you know, it's just like the weather has gone nuts. Why? Because of fossil fuel pollution. And then Trump goes before the United Nations today and says it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Only three countries, Norway, the UK, and Australia, currently have plans to reduce gas and oil production by 2030. And 11 countries, including the U.S., Germany, and Saudi Arabia, are planning for higher production of fossil fuels. This is a quote from the report. Trump is fulfilling his dream of petrostate authoritarianism backed by oil and gas billionaires. Unless we fight to stop it, the whole world is going to pay the price. Actually, that's not a quote from the report. It's a quote from one of the guys who issued the report. Gene Hsu, director of the Energy Justice Program at the Center for Biological Diversity, adds, quote, well, yeah, that's the quote that I just read you. I'm sorry. So, you know, here we are. What are we going to do about this? Well, you know, I guess we're at the point now. I've always said, you know, yes, individual actions are great. You know, do whatever you can. Turn off the lights, right? Turn down the thermostat. But the really important stuff is government action, because that's the leverage. That's where the big stuff happens. And here we've got Trump trying to reverse that. Good news, one court just this week blocked Trump's efforts to destroy a windmill project off the east coast of the United States. But it's going to be a battle.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Hey, you want to know if people are hungry in America? Trump isn't going to tell you. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is rich, R-I-C-H, rich. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. No one left to speak for me. If we stay silent, the darkness will spread, turning neighbor to foe, filling hearts with dread. It's our time to rise, it's our time to fight for justice, for freedom, to stand in the light.
That's 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, or 23 minutes past the hour, excuse me. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture for 30 years or longer has been producing this annual report on hunger in America. It's been used by lawmakers to determine funding, administration, the efficiency of federal, state, and local programs. It helps organizations and nonprofits that are trying to help out with food assistance and things like that. Food banks use this data to determine what areas in their community need help the most. School districts and universities use it to assess, which students may be lacking in basic needs, especially as higher food insecurity levels are associated with lower levels of graduating college. This all from Grace Sagers over at the New Republic today. The headline, the latest casualty of Trump's war on data is a critical hunger report. So every year for, like I said, at least three decades, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been producing this report on hunger in America. They announced this week that, it was Saturday, they announced that they're no longer going to be providing these reports. They called them redundant, costly, politicized, extraneous, that do nothing more than fearmonger. So Trump's new shtick is going to be hunger in America? There's no hunger in America.
So let's get rid of the food stamps. Of course, that's part of the big, beautiful bill is reducing food stamp, the making it much, much harder to get food stamps and reducing the food stamp benefit along with, you know, cutting Medicaid and ultimately Medicare because of PAYGO. So how's that going to work for them? Well, it may work out just fine, because if you don't know about a problem, how can you get upset about it? Or, you know, it's just incredible. So what's on your mind today? Billy in Wimberley, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Well, how you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you.
Listen, I was listening to you at the beginning of your show. You were talking about the schism between the Democrats and the Republicans. And I don't know a lot of people who wouldn't agree with that part. But especially in the light of what's been going on the last couple of weeks, it's not about that, Tom. It's not about Republicans versus Democrats. It's about evil versus good. That's what it's about.
Are you talking about Trump murdering people on the high seas without any provocation? I think that's pretty evil. Is that what you're talking about?
And that's not what he's doing.
Are you talking about the Trump administration hiding the Epstein information? Because I think, you know, attacking, raping young girls is pretty evil. Are you talking about, Billy, the Big Beautiful Bill's plan to eliminate Medicaid for some 17 million people so that they won't have health care? That seems evil to me.
Tom, I'm talking about the truth versus lies. And those last three things you mentioned are all lies. They're all
really?
Sophistry. You're smart enough to know that
what
it is.
You don't think those things are true?
I don't think it's murder to kill somebody who's at war with your country. I don't think the
I agree with you on that, Billy, but when did we declare war on Venezuela?
We declared war on the drug cartels, and we've
You can't declare war on a cartel. You declare war on countries.
Why the hell can't you?
It's rhetorical. It's just, as you said, it's sophistry.
Well, like I said, Tom, let me back up just a second. It's between good and evil. And it's quite clear that the evil things are being done by the left. We'll take Charlie Cook's assassination for a moment. That guy, you know, the Kimmel comes out and says, well, it was a MAGA.
According to the FBI, they can't find any connection between him and any left-wing organizations, Billy.
Except what he said.
No, he said nothing about left-wingers. He just said he was opposed to hate. Now, if that's left-wing, I'll buy that. But, you know, I thought right-wingers were opposed to hate, too, Billy. Billy, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. But thank you for the call. It's always good hearing from you. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. People across Wisconsin are showing support for immigrants. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to break free. Statue of Liberty is meaningless now and with this administration.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, we can't come. And I said, I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help.
Voz de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. If it's a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church in Oshkosh is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity, we see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine throughout the afternoon. A comfortable early fall day with a high of 73. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Wednesday, partial sunshine. Highs again, very similar to today, in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people who are sick. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throats, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get that $45 discount. urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
On his solemn vow, Trump signed the pardons, they're free somehow. The ones who stormed where the nation meets now walk away from their crimes complete. Heroes, he said, who stood for the cause as they shattered the walls of our nation's laws, turning the guilty into the brave with the stroke of a pen, justice betrayed. Pardons of January 6th, what do they show? Divided with nowhere to go. No peace restored, no healing begun. Just two nations, not one, under the sun.
Welcome back to 6 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Stasha in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Stasha, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, first I want to reiterate that administrators and politicians have to get the heck out of the practice of medicine.
Yes. Yeah.
But what I called for is I'm really concerned about the Democrats' approach to this upcoming election. They, I think, are putting too much weight on people voting against the Republicans by voting for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Democrats need to have a pretty clear platform. They need to give something to vote for.
I agree.
If they had five bullet points, you know, education, health care, climate crisis, you know, whatever five they choose, and put those things on billboards and on the side of buses and have all their candidates speaking to that. I mean, we don't have the big media, but we do have the small media, and we have word of mouth. And I think at least give people something to hope for and vote for.
I agree. And the person who they should be emulating, in my opinion, is Zoran Mamdani.
Yes.
He is campaigning on a single word, affordability. Right. I mean, there's aspects to it, like, you know, getting control of rent and free bus rides and, you know, putting small grocery stores in areas that are food deserts and all that kind of stuff. But it all comes under this one umbrella of affordability, and it's working for him. I mean, this guy's going to be the next governor or the next mayor of New York City. And I think he's going to do a great job. And I think he's a brilliant politician. And I think every Democrat in America should be using the word affordability like a tick. Affordability. Let's have a conversation. Affordability. You know, they should just be spitting that word out at every opportunity. So I'm with you, Stasha. I'm with you.
I hope they hear us, because it seems like a lot of people have been coming up with that suggestion, and I still haven't seen them act on it.
I agree. Well, you know,
we do what we can do.
I was about to say something about Democratic leadership, but, you know, I think my positions are well known, and I don't need to repeat them. Stasha, thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Thank you. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, thanks for listening to KTRC. What's up?
Good afternoon, Tom. I wanted to comment on our traditional corporate media. And, you know, times are changing from what I hear many places. a lot, everything is pretty much moving to YouTube, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that traditionally they play the access game. You know, they play nice with politicians, let them put out their talking points. They don't ask them questions that are too hard, and then they'll come on their TV show.
Right.
But, excuse me, I think they need to just abandon that model, because I think Trump and others should be covered as actors instead of just letting them have the microphone in 45 minutes to ramble on. They should just tell their audiences what he did. Like today, he was at the UN. He made a 55-minute speech. Tell us how many lies he told. Tell mm-hmm. us how many half-truths he told.
Yeah.
But we don't get any of that. We don't get any analysis.
Yeah.
They'll, like CNN, they'll do a panel discussion. So you'll get three liberals and two conservatives or whatever. And then they'll bicker back and forth about what he meant and what he really said and not just that. But, you know, it's just a bunch of noise. And like this Tylenol fight that Trump started. I mean, that's his whole MO. He always starts fights. Because then he has the attention and people will pay attention to him.
And we're not talking about Jeffrey Epstein, by the way.
Exactly. No, exactly.
There's also that piece too.
And our media, our traditional media, just follows him down the road of all of his idiocracy.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid statements. And it just wastes so much time. I mean, I know that most of them, the big boys in media, they're really losing money on news.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if they go hard on Trump, it'll just cost them more money.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to do it. But, you know, it's like, when do you stand up and fight for your country?
I agree.
You
know? I agree.
It's
there
ridiculous.
Has to, that moment has to come. It absolutely has to come.
And, and I have another perfect example. Like mm-hmm. Trump just loved that trip to meet with the British royals. He just, mm-hmm. you could tell he just loves that.
Right.
Well, as many people know, King Charles is really pro-environmental issues. He's mm-hmm. really up on the environment.
Yeah, that's been the focus of his princedom or whatever it was, whatever you call that when he was prince.
His reign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, nobody bothered. You know, none of these big fancy reporters with corporate media bothered to ask Trump or any of his minions, well, did the president talk with King Charles about the environment? You know, did Donald tell, you know, Chuckers that it's all a hoax? I mean, what happened? Was there any discussion?
Yeah.
Or was it just a nice dinner party with everybody got to wear their crowns and jewelry and expensive clothes and be put on videotape to show all the rabble?
Well, I think the bottom line is, you know, Trump is using tariffs to beat up countries so that they'll give him basically bribes. You know, Qatar gives him an airplane. Right. The UAE gives him $2 billion. You know, England gives him 3 days with the royal family and pomp and ceremony. But they're all the same thing. This is all, you know, bow down to Trump and please don't jack up our tariffs or please give us something. It's totally transactional.
And I'd
totally
like to hear your opinion. I'd like to hear your opinion on Alphabet, which owns Google and YouTube. And are they going to hold the line on free speech and free expression, or are they going to
I don't think they ever have. For both their search engine and their YouTube engine, they have algorithms. And from everything that I've seen over the years, their algorithm seems to skew to the right. I remember when they stopped spidering Alternet. Used to be the number one progressive news site, alternet.org. And it was a nonprofit. You know, a friend of mine, Jan Frel, used to run it. And Google stopped spidering it, and their traffic dropped by 70%. And it threw them into bankruptcy. They ended up selling to a for-profit company. So, you know, and that was like 10 years ago, a decade ago, more or less. So, it's a real challenge to be.
We're sailing into uncharted waters.
Yeah, no, I'm getting it, but I can tell you, for example, you know, we've got a substantial presence on YouTube. We've got a lot of videos out there. We've been on YouTube for well over a decade. We do this show live on YouTube every day, in addition to a dozen other platforms. And if this was a right-wing show, I believe, I can't prove this, but I believe that if this was a right-wing show, that we would probably have 10 times the listenership that we have as a left-wing show because of their algorithm. And, you know, and I don't know if the algorithm is designed to just help right wing or if it's that the right wing is all, you know, cranked up about hate and rage and victim stuff. And the algorithm is tweaked for that. I'm guessing that that's probably the case, at least with YouTube. But I just don't know. So
all
we'll
right.
see.
Well, God help us.
Yeah, there you go. Indeed. Yeah, I actually pray for my country, Brian. I think I encourage everybody else to, too. Brian, thank you for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of your calls. The three pillars to good health: great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. If you snore, you not only will keep others from a restful night's sleep, but it can also be an underlying cause of other health issues. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that has a 91% success rate to stop snoring. I've tried it. It works. From now until the end of October, get a Zepa for you or someone you love and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Plus, you'll get a free 30-day supply of Dr. Greenberg's breathable mouth tape. Go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code PINK or text PINK to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards. Go to Zepa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is rich, R-I-C-H, rich. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by four of five lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a Real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised.
Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
There's a shadow on the nation, a chill in the air. A leader rises claiming he'll repair. But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of his plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls the press the enemy, rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, no fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights.
Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. John in West Allis, Wisconsin. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, a lot of people might be wondering why the MAGAs and Trump just keep lying and lying and lying. And it's everything from stuff that's totally irrelevant to things like very dangerous lies, like the Tylenol thing, the climate change stuff, the vaccine stuff. And there's a historian by the name of Hannah Arendt who has put it quite succinctly, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it's something like that the purpose of the lie, all these thousands and thousands of lies, is not to get people to believe the lie, but to make it so confusing that people don't know what to believe anymore.
Correct.
They don't know right from wrong. They don't know truth from lies. And she points this out, as she studied the Nazis extensively, that the ideal subject of totalitarian rules, not a Nazi, not a communist, but it's a person who can no longer tell the difference between truth and lies, between right and wrong anymore. And that's where we are at in this country. That's what got Trump elected.
Yeah, that's your MAGA. That's your definition of of the MAGA cult, people in the MAGA cult. Yeah, excellent point. And Hannah Arendt. Is absolutely brilliant, and her writings on totalitarianism are classics. John, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, greetings, Tom, good buddy. First off, I'm very glad Jimmy Kimmel is being brought back on the air, as he should. Now, how about doing the same for Stephen Colbert and restore him fully? I wonder how many people forgot that his show was to be canceled out in upcoming May, and we know now for the same doggone reasons because of Trump. And you know, I'm very upset with the media right now, because when they first reported the story of Jimmy Kimmel, they're first going to say about comments that was made on his show regarding Charlie Kirk. Only thing he said was what the right-wingers were saying about Charlie Kirk's death, and Ronnie pointing the fingers toward the left, and they saying the radical left. Jimmy Kimmel was only reporting that, and that was just a couple of days after Kirk's murder.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, when he got suspended, it was only after Kimmel exposed the fraud that Trump is. Supposedly a friend of Charlie Kirk, and then he was asked by a media rep, how are you holding up on Kirk's death? And Trump says, well, I'm holding up fine. You know, we're doing this beautiful makeover in the White House, at the ballroom.
Yeah, I saw the clip.
So Jimmy Kimmel exposed the fraud that Trump was, and then after he was suspended, then you got the threats from Brendan Carr and saying that we owe
If you say something inappropriate about Trump, we're coming after you and try and get people fired.
Actually, the Brennan Carr comments came before the suspension.
All right, so I I stand corrected on that, but I know it's pretty close. But how the hell is it that you're going to turn around and make such a threat? You're on record, and then now they're, as they do with follow-ups of Jimmy Kimmel, they're going right back to the Charlie Kirk correction that he made on Trump the first time around.
Yeah.
This is crap.
Yeah.
I'm so upset that, and just as much as I'm so upset, and I'm Catholic, of what Timothy Cardinal Dolan saying that Charlie Kirk was like a hero. He was like St. Paul.
Yeah.
And he's based on what he's reading. I'd like to know what he's reading, because to me, it's some right-wing garbage. And we know the right-wing
I don't I don't remember St. Paul saying that, you know, the Civil Rights Act was a mistake and that Martin Luther King was a terrible human being and that black women don't have the brain power to, you know, but they have to steal jobs from white women. I don't remember any of that. Michael, spot on. Thank you. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I just have a warning for people. The fiscal year ends in 7 days.
Yep.
And so 2026 starts in 8 days. So anything that was stopping in 2025 or starting in 2026, that's when it's going to happen, not the end of the year.
Correct.
The
fiscal
year,
the government's fiscal year runs October to September. Correct. So what's the point that you're making, Mike?
Why does that matter? I heard people talking. People were worried that it was going to be at the end of the year, but the year that wasn't.
But what was going to be at the end of the year?
Something was happening some kind of problem with their ability to get certain things were disappearing earlier than they thought.
Are you talking about Medicare and stuff? That stuff.
Not Medicare. The other one. Yeah.
Medicaid. Yeah. The Medicaid cuts don't kick in until January of 2027. And they did that specifically so that people would go to the polls in the election next year without the Medicaid cuts having kicked in. So they wouldn't realize what the Republicans had done to them. And Democrats have been trying to amplify that message. I mean, that's part of why they're saying that they're not going to fund the government and keep it open, is because Republicans are holding fast to the, no, we're going to cut Medicaid. But I don't think that message is going to get through because the media is just consistently not on the side of the Democrats. Mike, I got to run, but thanks for that. Good point. Thank you very much for making it. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag you're it. Go to indivisible.org and sign up. We got some work to do here. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and to folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Get Native.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During his address at the UN General Assembly, President Trump questioning the role of the United Nations and efforts, it says, to end conflicts around the world. Afterwards, the president meeting with the UN Secretary General, pledging U.S. support for the UN.
Our country is behind the United Nations 100%. I think the potential of the United Nations is incredible, really incredible. It can do so much, so I'm behind it. I may disagree with it sometimes, but I am so behind it because I think the potential for peace with this institution is so great.
In Florida, deliberations began today in the trial of Ryan Ruth, accused of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump last year on a golf course. The jury already asked 2 hours into deliberations and for a note asking to see the physical rifle, ammunition, and magazine that Ruth allegedly used. Residents in the Southern Plains and Ozarks bracing for severe storms and possible flash flooding today. This is ABC News.